Lines, let me tell you that Amy Graves is just back from Washington, D.C., where she participated in what's called the Fed Up Rally. Graves is the founder, as you know, of Nova Scotia's advocacy group Get Prescription Drugs Off the Streets, and she joins us on the phone here this morning to tell us about her trip to Washington. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Great.
Well, tell us about this rally on, I guess, on Sunday, was it?
Yes, that's correct. On Sunday, we had a rally. It was at the Washington Mall near the Washington Monument, where there was a variety of speakers from all different backgrounds, some recovering from opioid addiction. Some were doctors, creating awareness about the risks of addiction and side effects due to these medications, and others who were involved in lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies. Then the rally ended up with a walk from the National Mall to the White House, where there's about 2,000 people ended up in front of the White House with our signs and just collectively yelling, we are fed up, letting Barack Obama know that not only Americans but Canadians, because everything that happens in the U.S. does directly affect us in Canada.
Yeah, there was a fed up rally yesterday in Ottawa on Parliament Hill as well.
Yes, no, you're right. There was. That one was organized after the one, we had already booked tickets to the American, and the American one was very focused on prescription opioids, as the one in Ottawa was focused on drug policy and harm reduction.
Well, what is it that not only the White House, but Ottawa, the Harper government here in Nova Scotia, the McNeil government, what is it that government needs to do in order to deal with this issue?
I think the most effective thing to do, I think there's two sides to this that you have to attack. First of all, dealing with industry influence and the education of doctors, the public, and industry influence, pharmaceutical influence, and programs that are monitoring these drugs, issuing guidelines. We got into this issue by the marketing of these pharmaceuticals, which in the U.S., companies like Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin and Dilaudid, have been criminally convicted for advertising their products in a way that minimized the risks and exaggerated the benefits. So doctors began prescribing much more liberally and for conditions that not necessarily are effective in using these opioids. And that's when this marketing began, that's when you saw the direct correlation of increased overdose deaths and addiction. So I think we have started to change thought in how these are prescribed, but still we have many doctors who are paid by these pharmaceutical companies who are making the guidelines for prescribing, who are giving advice to our prescription monitoring programs and how to prescribe, and educating our doctors on pain management. I think government needs to make sure there's a separation between these pharma companies and this education, because I feel it's more marketing than education.
Yeah, are we making progress here? I mean, I believe we are from what, you know, thanks to efforts like from you and your group. I mean, some progress is being made.
Oh, for sure. I totally agree. I think Nova Scotia is a couple steps ahead of other provinces in Canada. It was very encouraging to see the College of Physicians and Surgeons start that new awareness campaign. I remember a couple years ago comments coming out of the college saying, it was an article in the Chronicle Herald saying, opioids are the flagship for treating chronic pain and things like that. And now we're seeing the new ad saying, you know, there might be a better way. Yes, these medications do have a purpose and they do help certain people, but you know, they should always be used as a last resort. If you can find other things to alleviate your pain, that's always the best way to go, because if you have to take these medications for a long period of time, you become dependent or addicted. And there's a debate whether dependence or addiction are the same thing. But at the end of the day, whether you want to call it dependence or addiction, these people wake up needing these drugs to function. And they're they're less effective over time. Your body creates a tolerance, so you need more and more and more of the same drug.
9:26, before I let you go, Amy, you've got another public meeting tomorrow night in Bridgewater, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's correct. Our Vice President, Tamara Ballard, is initiated the meeting and is organizing it. We're going to be there talking about our personal experiences, current initiatives GPDOTS is working on, what we know that community partners are doing, and not just talking about the problems, because our first meetings, we've done about 10 or 12 in the province. At first, it was just convincing people there was a problem, but now we really want these meetings to end with solutions. What are we doing, and what can we do better to combat this issue?
All right, and that's 7 o'clock tomorrow evening at the Bridgewater Fire Hall. Thank you, Amy Graves.
Thanks, Rick. Have a great day.
You too. Take care now. Bye-bye. Amy Graves, and she's with the advocacy group Get Prescription Drugs Off the Streets. Coming up now to a